Imagine a world where a single hashtag can topple a Hollywood mogul and teenagers can mobilize millions for a cause overnight. This isn't science fiction, it's our new reality. We're living through a fundamental transformation in how power operates, one that affects everything from business to politics to our personal lives. At the heart of this shift is a simple but profound change. Power now operates less like currency to be hoarded and more like a current that flows through networks. The question isn't whether this transformation is happening, it's whether we'll harness it to build a more equitable future or watch it deepen existing divides. From the hashtag MeToo movement that brought down Harvey Weinstein to patient networks challenging medical gatekeepers, from ISIS recruitment strategies to corporate innovation, this power shift is reshaping our world. What connects these diverse phenomena is how they channel people's increasing desire to participate. While humans have always organized collectively, today's hyperconnectedness enables unprecedented collaboration with velocity and reach that was unimaginable just decades ago. Traditional power functions like currency, hoarded by few elites who control access through exclusive channels and managed messaging. In contrast, new power operates like a current, made by many, open, and peer-driven. The hashtag MeToo movement perfectly illustrates this distinction. Harvey Weinstein represented old power, using his position to allegedly harass women while silencing them through legal threats and NDAs. His downfall came through new power when Alyssa Milano's hashtag unleashed millions of shared experiences that crossed borders and industries. What made hashtag MeToo effective was its ownerless nature. Individual stories gained strength from the larger current, transforming isolated experiences into collective action. The movement adapted across cultures, hashtag Balance Ton Par in France, hashtag Quella Volta K in Italy, showing how new power operates through participation rather than permission. Even healthcare is transforming. Platforms like Patients Like Me enable people to share medical data across thousands of conditions, challenging the traditional doctor as gatekeeper model and shifting dynamics when patients discover treatments their doctors never mentioned. This clash represents fundamentally different societal values. The 20th century built top-down systems with standardized roles, while new power creates expectations of participation, especially among younger generations who want to be creators rather than consumers. Old and new power approach information differently. Old power, like Hillary Clinton's leaked speech, separates public and private positions, keeping political processes hidden. New power demands radical transparency, with younger generations sharing intimate details online and expecting the same from institutions. This extends to expertise versus maker culture. New power celebrates a do-it-ourselves approach, valuing creation over consumption. Content creators and 3D-printed medical devices bypass traditional intermediaries, while trust in professional expertise declines as peer opinions gain influence. Pastor Nadia Bolz-Weber's thriving Denver congregation embodies new power through its anti-excellence, pro-participation philosophy. First-time attendees might deliver liturgy as the church immediately trusts you with the holy things. Rather than forming committees, they announce meeting times and let whoever shows up plan major services, offering increased agency and flattened hierarchy. Remember the Ice Bucket Challenge? What began as a British pub game evolved until Pete Freights, a baseball player with ALS, catalyzed its global explosion, ultimately generating 17 million videos viewed 10 billion times and raising $115 million. It succeeded as a compelling context that participants could customize and spread. Today's most effective ideas embody three essential principles. They're actionable, designed to make you do something, connected, promoting peer connections, and extensible, easily customizable. BuzzFeed's rise stems from prioritizing sharing over consumption, designing content specifically to be shared. Facebook's 2010 election experiment proved connections power, People who saw which friends had voted were 2% more likely to vote themselves, generating an estimated 60,000 additional voters, while purely informational messages had no effect. Extensibility may be most powerful. When hashtag Giving Tuesday launched as a counterpoint to Black Friday, organizations adapted it into variations like hashtag Giving Blue Day and hashtag Be More Gives More, while different countries created versions like hashtag Un Día Para Dar. As the authors note, it's only really a movement if it moves without you. Effective movement building starts with finding connected connectors, people sharing both worldviews and social networks. Get Up in Australia targeted compassionate, educated baby boomers with communal values, designing campaigns around overlapping hot-button issues. New power brands must inspire participation rather than consumption. Get Up embodied this from its action-oriented name to its bright orange color scheme, with language that speaks in members' voices rather than as an organization. Successful movements lower barriers to participation. When Indian activist Anna Hazare switched from SMS messages, 80,000 responses, to missed calls, a free, culturally familiar action in India, the campaign generated 35 million responses, possibly the largest coordinated protest in history. The real power comes from moving people up the participation scale, from consuming through sharing, affiliating, funding, and producing to shaping, where participants influence community strategy without formal authority. TED exemplifies this progression as viewers consume talks, share them, join the community, translate content, fund conferences, produce TEDx events, and ultimately shape the movement as superorganizers. New power communities operate through a triangle of three key actors: the platform owner, who sets rules and controls revenue, super participants, who drive the community's energy, and regular participants, who form the majority. When these relationships become unbalanced, crisis follows. The 2015 Reddit revolt exemplifies this breakdown. After neglecting moderators' needs, the company fired Victoria Taylor, who coordinated popular Ask Me Anything interviews. Moderators organized and made subreddits private in protest, effectively shutting down site traffic. CEO Ellen Pao apologized but faced a petition demanding her resignation with over 200,000 signatures. Uber and Lyft showcase contrasting approaches. Under Travis Kalanick, Uber treated drivers as the other dude in the car, merely a cost center awaiting automation. When implementing fare cuts, Uber announced after hours without directly notifying drivers, triggering nationwide protests. Lyft, however, brought drivers together to generate solutions like increased referral fees and funded meetups. While Uber's drivers organized pickets, Lyft helped its drivers organize picnics. These differences show in satisfaction rates. 75% of Lyft drivers report being satisfied, compared to less than half of Uber drivers. The most effective organizations combine old and new power approaches strategically. The NRA demonstrates masterful power blending, activating grassroots networks while using institutional leverage like their A to F politician ratings. These ratings function like an emperor's thumb, causing 14 senators to switch votes when the NRA announced it would score the Manchin-Toomey bill. TED transformed from an exclusive conference into a global phenomenon by maintaining its elite core. Tickets now cost up to $25,000, while democratizing content online. Like Tiffany's jewelry store with private salons and public showrooms, TED created a value proposition where elite access and widespread distribution reinforce each other. The power revolution isn't about choosing between old and new. It's about understanding when each approach serves your purpose. The future belongs to those who can harness both the currency and the current of power.